The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
When the lights go off, I wanna watch the way you take the stage by storm. The way you wrap those boys around your finger. Go on, play the leader, cause you know it's what you're good at. The low road for the fast track. Make every second yes. Cause I got your picture, I'm coming with you. Do you really count me in? There's a story at the bottom of this bottle. Welcome back to Globally Local FM.
Whoa! That's why we let him out once a month. Because he's too good. And we kind of look bad in his wake.
Nah.
Sid, the one and only. Ladies and gentlemen.
You're too nice.
Episode 98, Globally Local FM, Praia Cabo Verde.
Woo!
Portugal again. Not mainland, though.
Well, Cabo Verde is its own country, sir.
Well, that is historically, I meant.
All right. So, really,
because they speak Portuguese there, right?
They speak Portuguese, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Really, officially, on the record.
I said Portugal again because we did before Lisbon, and it's like just like the Portugal has been all over because of the colonization.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're sticking their dicks in all the pies.
Yeah,
what? Rudy.
Okay, Sid.
Rudy.
Did you hear
Rudy
what he said?
The oppressors. No.
No, I didn't. But did you hear what Sid said?
No.
He said, "I want Sid you to own that. Say it so everybody can hear it."
So what I said was, Portugal out here sticking their dicks in all the pies.
All right. Well,
Brazil, Goa, Cabo Verde. I mean,
yeah. Now that we know what the hobby is of the average Portuguese person, how are we doing today, friends? I've actually got a beef of the week prepared.
Oh,
finally! We've been waiting.
This is a small one, yet it's a beef nonetheless, and it's a beef that's right outside my window. Yes.
Okay. I mean, you told us about a good beef of the week content literally just like before we started recording this. That was a pretty good beef of the week.
Yes, but that was just me riffing. This is a prepared one that
Go ahead.
Has been on my mind. Cats that sit outside your door like, hey, I want to be pet, but then when you walk up to the door, they just scurry off. And to those cats I say, how dare you? Don't sit there if you don't want to be pet. And get lost, quite frankly. I'm sorry to say.
Hell yeah.
This is a saga that's been going on for you for a long while, though, right? I remember Sten Eindhoven. You would be like, if a cat walks up to you, you're the guy who's like, yeah, let's get some pets in. And then when that guy scratches you, you're surprised how the fuck.
Yes. Tragically, this was on a hangout where you got your hair cut. I remember this day. There was a cat where I was approaching, and it was like walking up to me, like, jolly, like, I'm here for some pets, is what the cat said, like, out loud. I was like, you speak English? I was like, what can I say? You deserve some pets. And then, like, not even 10 seconds in, he changed his mind and gave me a scratch. And I was like, that's not very nice of you, sir. That was sort of the end of that story. But then I had a scratch. And now here, it's not even that they scratch me. It's just that they sit there. They look at me. Like, we make eye contact through the window. I'm like, me? And he's pointing, like, two paws towards me, like, you, come pet me. I start walking over there. The second I unlock the door, it runs away. And it's like, so what do you want from
this
me?
This is like the AI-generated videos of cats playing drums in the middle of the night. This is literally that.
Yes. Yes.
It's that, literally. The guy's just standing by the window. You, Henry, you, the chosen man. And Henry's there like, me? You've seen those
That's
videos,
a great
right?
Equivalency. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
I once saw a pretty horrible one. So there's Henry really got this one. I'm so happy it really got to him. But there was one where basically a cat falls down the window and you're like, oh my god, it's fucking dead. And then it goes back up and just throws two middle fingers at you. Oh, look at Henry. Man is just dying.
Oh, that, yeah, no, that was good.
Oi. You know what? It's so stupid that he's laughing that much at it. But what made me laugh the other day a lot was I should do a shout out. This will be like a month's way, but the friend who will, I hope he listens to this, and you know who you are. But I'm out there in the, like, just morning, right? He's still laughing. I'm just talking. I'm like, yo, I have an idea. Picture this. And the guy just turns to me, picturing. Straight face. And I thought that was pretty funny. Bless his heart.
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of stuff like that.
Yep.
Okay. Well, anyone else got a beef of the week, or we move on to our fun fact segment?
I think it's time to move on to the fun fact.
Let's move on to the fun fact segment, unprompted, but a great transition nonetheless. So we're in Cape Verde, Praia, which is the capital. Cape Verde is an island nation off the coast of West Africa. It has a Portuguese colonial background, as we have already established, but unlike Rudy's beliefs, it became independent around 1975. So, not that long ago, actually. That's
50 years.
You guys know that? That's about 50 years, yeah. It consists of 10 main islands, and Praia is located on main island Santiago. Now, Rudy, think, keep it in mind. Big thoughts. Santiago.
He's about to be like, remember this name. What's the name of the second biggest island?
I would be lying if I said that I didn't think of doing this exact thing yet. I actually haven't. I would say that on this set of recordings, Rudy, I have gotten a lot more friendly with the questions. Sometimes. Praia is the capital where about 25% of the nation's inhabitants live, but on the main island has 50% of the population, so... now I forget how much it was actually, and I didn't write it down, but I think that came out to be around 500,000 people.
On main island or on total?
In the main island, and then 1 million total, something like that, something around that.
Okay.
So due to it being quite close to the equator, Cape Verde has a very hot climate. The coldest temperature recorded in the past 30 years, and this was a bit shocking to read for me, was 16.2 degrees Celsius. That's the coldest it's been in 30 years.
Damn. Kind of like India, I guess.
Is it like that in India as well?
Yeah, I mean, like, I, the lowest that I've seen in Mumbai was like 22.
I feel like that's just pretty brutal.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the highest I've seen is like 42, so.
As a white boy, I would be a red lobster by the end of that dinner.
Mm. You will not find me saying vamos a la praia because I don't like the heat.
Vamos a la praia, a mí me gusta bailar.
Sid just referred to the name praia is actually the Portuguese word for a beach. So there we go.
I was right. Well, I said, well, this is a Spanish song, but still close enough. Same thing.
Yeah, no, I couldn't imagine living in that hot of a climate. I don't like winter, but I do like having a bit of colder weather. You know, if it's always...
I mean, you have to have seasons, right? I feel like you appreciate summer more when there's winter.
See, I legitimately say this too often, probably. that you need to experience the bad things so that the good things are better, right? And so I was talking to some friends recently and I was saying, like, I forget what the example was, but that I specifically go outside, like, this is just a random example. I go outside when it rains because it sucks to walk in the rain. But then when it's not raining, I'm like, wahoo! You know, that kind of
vibe. Yeah. Whoa. You force yourself to go outside when it rains.
That was just like an anecdote. It was more like, it was something food related. Is that the, I think it was like a batch of carrots that sucked. Like it was not juicy. Just dry.
But well, the bunch of friends you were talking to was us. You talked to me.
I promise you this was other people, but I probably have said this to you before as well. Because I say this a lot.
This happened on a podcast as well. This happened in one of the episodes, Henry.
Anyway.
We are so cooked.
The point is that when you stumble across something bad, you soldier on because then the good thing is going to be like, hell yeah.
Yeah, like for me, it's kind of the opposite.
But yes, I do go out walks in the rain every now and then. But that's more because it's good vibes.
I can play ice hockey with the grannies.
Well, the grannies have a special place in my heart.
Yeah, they're the puck.
Oh my god.
They sure are, Sid.
Shall we move on to the news?
Jesus Christ. Okay, well, I'll start if that's okay.
Again. Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Three episodes in a row, he starts the first. He has not given me a single grace today, Sid. Not even asked.
Rudy? Okay. Would you like to start, Rudy?
No.
Cool. All right. So I'll start. And this is not really Cape Verde news, actually, but it is related to Cape Verde. So, you know, you got to take what you can get sometimes. Canary Island turtle deported to Cape Verde due to Brexit complications.
What? You really got Sid with that one.
So, a turtle.
What did his
named...
passport was not in order?
It might have been little handcuffs or something.
A turtle named Barnacle Bill. He's many barnacles on his backside.
BB. Not BB deportation.
Might be forced to be rehabilitated to Cape Verde instead of its home islands in the Canary Islands. The turtle washed up on the British shores of Guernsey following a recent storm. Now, keep in mind, this was a few years back. And the turtle was meant to return to the Canary Islands. However, the paperwork was stopped because after breakfast, a lot more laws and issues came to exist with transferring animals from the UK to EU countries.
Mm.
As Cape Verde is not an EU country, it is being considered as a new home for our friend BB because it has a similar climate and is not an EU country, as I mentioned. A Cape Verde rescue operation on Cape Verde is considering options for Barnacle Bill and his rehoming / deportation.
Wait, you lost me somewhere in the middle here. So where is he, Eric, actually from?
So he's from the Canary Islands.
Okay, and he washed up where?
Guernsey.
Guernsey, it's like one of the British islands off the coast of France.
Channel Islands, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And they want him in Cape Verde?
So they wanted to bring him back to the Canary Islands, but because after breakfast, all the paperwork gets too complicated, you know? That's how you do things before, yeah. After Brexit, like, a lot more stringent laws were put into effect in terms of transferring animals from a non-EU country, so the UK, to an EU country, which is Spain.
And where is he chilling now for all this bureaucracy?
Oh, Philippines.
Honestly?
Yeah, I'm about to say.
I couldn't tell you. This is from a few years back, so we can only but assume that Barnacle Bill was set free in Cape Verde.
So, my question. Anyone ask the turtle what he wants?
So true.
Was not mentioned in the article.
Isn't it just like let him loose, see where he goes?
Well, I mean, I guess if you let him loose in the channel, it's probably not the right climate for him. Maybe Mr. Bill just dies straight up.
I mean, he's called Barnacle Bill. I would assume there's barnacles somewhere there.
Yeah, they were all up on his ass, to be honest. You should have seen the picture.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but like the, what is it? The animal thing between, caused by Brexit is something that I had to deal with actually in my first year. Because there was the sugar mommy who messaged me and she was a real cougar.
Oh my god.
I was trying to see if it was going somewhere there.
Okay. Well, Sid, what you got?
British woman was dying to navigate the language barrier in a foreign country which doesn't speak the language, and then shit hits the fan. So this is the story of a woman called Karen Pooley from Lydney in Gloucestershire, who died after falling ill with a stomach bug at a 5-star resort in Cape Verde.
Happens to the best of us.
When I say shit hits the fan, it's because she had explosive diarrhea.
And died from that.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad way to go.
What, was she shitting barnacles?
Well, actually, well, no, she, her daughter said, Mum tried to get to the bathroom at night, slipped on water from a leak the hotel had already been told about, and fell. We later learned that she'd broken her femur.
Jeez.
Which is a crazy bone to break.
A femur was which one?
Okay.
That's your thigh bone. The big bad bone. Yeah. So,
she got sick, but she died because she slipped and fell.
Well, I don't know if she died because of this. She just broke a bone.
Okay, so...
must have been a performer.
So that's the problem. The problem is that she could not get help. What then this way? All of you just died? What did I not hear?
Because I just wondered, that must have been a performer.
Okay. Okay.
No, but so basically her family is accusing the package holiday firm TUI? TUI?
Oh, yeah.
Of a catalogue of errors in the days before her death, because she became severely unwell with sickness and diarrhea during her stay in an all-inclusive resort in Ryufunana Resort in Sal in October.
Yeah. I would say it's not ideal to die on holiday. That's weirdly, my hot take of the day.
Weirdly enough, okay, this is where I was looking for news and I found so many fucking British tourists having shit happen to them in Cabo Verde. I know there was this one guy apparently who went to another resort which was connected to TUI, and the restaurant, like, sorry, the hotel staff, as a joke, kicked his leg and fucking broke it.
What?
That's a pretty funny one.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and the hotel released
Hey, yo, guys. The Vagabond Dilemma episode for April's. Where the guy got his leg broken or missing. It's lads like these. Yeah. Yo, wouldn't that be funny? Look at this cripple.
No, because like, the hotel released a statement. It was just being like, yeah, sorry, we're just trying to have a bit of fun. This guy's just being a buzzkill. What the fuck do you mean swollen leg?
It just he wheels out of there in a wheelchair.
Because he did. He did.
Oh. Bruh. Oh, Jesus. Well, actually, talking about immobilizing injuries, I have an article. It's called Mobilize. The article is, "The Dawn of the Planet of the Apes Has Begun IRL, Henry and Sid, and it begins in Cabo Verde." Farmers in Cidade Vella, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, reported today an increase in groups of monkeys on agricultural properties, alleging that they are suffering significant losses and difficulties in farming activities in the region. Speaking to InfoPress, farmers from Cidade Vella reported that monkeys have been invading properties in groups of around 30, destroying vegetable gardens, breaking walls, and consuming crops such as mangoes, cassava, and sugarcane. The only way to drive them away is with hunting shotgun fire, which is increasingly difficult since there is no hunter in the town. Moreover, hunting with firearms is prohibited.
Okay.
Fuck, I think they should deport the monkeys to the Canary Islands.
So monkeys are mobilizing. Barnacabil out there. I think Cabo Verde is having a rough go right now.
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh, this reminds me, because like when I was like 7 years old, we went to like a little hill station in India, and we got some mangoes because it was by a cliffside, and we're just holding it, you know, grabbing some. It's the ones with like the salt and chili powder, so it's like fucking delicious. And we're taking it, and we're walking. And then a monkey just kind of taps on my mom's leg, grabs it, and fucking runs. And at least in my memory, it jumped off the cliff, but I think there was like a tree or something there. I don't think the monkey stole the banana. And it was like,
I finally got it, John Animal!
Goodbye, world. Like, crazy.
Yeah, the I don't know. Going to like areas like that where there's just monkeys running around always seemed very scary to me. I've never been, but just like I've heard stories from my mom, for example, that they like ripped earrings off, and it's just like, no, thank you.
Yeah, no. Don't show anything shiny to them.
A decoy banana is not a bad idea.
Oh, we should put a pipe bomb in there.
That'll show them.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, I like that the article says the only solution to this problem is this method, which is one, not possible because we have no one around, and it's too illegal. Okay, thanks, man. I guess we'll just sit here and get fucking raided by monkeys.
Also, groups of 30. These bitches actually mobilize in like army squadrons.
Yeah.
That would be scary as hell to see the monkeys like knocking on the door, and then
he's knocking at the door. Yeah, Henry. Yeah, you. He's pointing at you. Come outside, brother. Come outside.
That's how they get you.
Now imagine AI videos of monkeys coming in with shotgun shells.
Just, they're not banging on the drums, they're banging on the war drums.
I think it's time for us to laugh our way to an ad.
Hell yeah.
Alright.
Oh, that was quite a dreadful flight, but I'm so glad that I can finally enjoy the beautiful beaches of Cabo Verde.
Ah, okay, sorry, monsieur, mais this is not Cabo Verde, this is Cabo Rouge. Cabo Verde, c'est à l'autre côté, it's on the other side. We colonized here in 1943. Yeah, okay, no problem, fuck off.
Oh, my deepest apologies. I will head there right now.
Hello, sir. Sir. On your passport, it says you're going to Cabo Verde, but this is not Cabo Verde at all. You're very lost if you think it is.
Wait, if this is not Cabo Verde, then where are we right now?
Damn, are you fucking stupid, bro? We're in Mumbai. What are you doing? You're on the wrong side of Africa. Like, you get on the next flight and fuck off.
Oh, great heavens. We're into colonies. My bad. Right, lad, here's £2 for your help.
Get the fuck, I actually don't want you here. But I guess this is the closest we'll come to repatriation, so I'll accept it. This is fine.
Ah, finally, thank the Lord. We're finally in Cabo Verde, as we're supposed to be.
Yo, welcome to Cabo Verde, where the...
What? No.
No, I can't do the Portuguese accent. No, it's not about the money. I just won't do it. Yo, welcome where the beaches are sandy, the islands are islanding, and the sun is out. Okay, guys, where the fuck is the rest of the script? No, like, this needs an ending. We're paying these jobless fucks. Like, seriously, this is money coming out of our bank account to these guys. This is a sponsored ad. No, what do you mean you will workshop it? Well, guys, this is the deadline. We have to send something in now, or else.
This is very. Do not condense it at all. This was great. This is a perfect whole performance.
I think that really sold me on a Cabo Verde holiday. That was really, you know, the arguments they gave there at the end.
Yeah. Very convincing. I was just happy to hear your Indian accent. That one doesn't come out often. But when it does, it's a joy and a romp and a ride for everybody.
Hell yeah.
Well, friends, I guess that brings us to the quiz section. What have we learned today?
He's just going to be like, now, what have we learned? And just sits there, waits for us to say.
It's like one of those videos like that I've seen, which is like, forget everything, you know, and the guy just fucking eyes unfocus. His brain goes blank.
Okay, so what is the main language in Cape Verde?
Portuguese.
Very good. What is the name of the second biggest island
in Paul. Cape Verde?
Is it?
I think so.
Okay, very good. I'll give you points, Sid. The question was actually, what is the name of the biggest island?
Santiago. Really?
Very good. It's as if this guy already knew it all along. Now, what is the origin of the name Cape Verde?
It was a green cape, lots of trees.
Very good,
Sid. Lots of mountains.
Very good, Sid. Very good, Sid. Very
a turtle
good.
Once in a while.
That is correct. The origin is Green Cape. Its name actually originates from the Senegalese peninsula that's next door. I don't know. It's not really green, but maybe.
It's French.
It's French, and that's all that
and
matters.
And everybody knows French are green because they don't clean their toes.
Okay. So I told you, this is not really a quiz, more of a prediction, I guess. Ooh. I told you that the coldest temperature recorded was 16.2 degrees. So, based on that, what do you think was the hottest ever temperature recorded in the last 30 years?
That
43.
It must be on equator. It must be. Actually, it might be even hotter, Sid, because I have, like, we have had, when I was still doing the segment for weather, there were some places where it had gone way up higher. They were not on the equator. So I think we should, because these are our guesses, right? This is communism. So I would say we have to go higher than 43.
44.
Sure. Let's lock in 44.
Well, the answer is actually 36.2.
What? So... Oh, because they're an island? So like, because, okay, the thing is, okay, fair. I see how it is. Because when I was in Madeira, they said specifically that their temperature literally fluctuates in a 10-degree thing throughout the whole year. From 20 to 30, yeah. And nothing really below or above it, because it's the island climate, and apparently because of the temperature does not fluctuate there that much as it would be on continents. I don't know exactly why, but like in islands, apparently it is like that.
Damn.
Well, I think with the water, you probably just have a more consistent climate than inland. If you think like inland Spain, it probably gets a lot hotter, but it also gets a lot colder.
Yeah, but I think you think it's because the water temperature around just completely like balances the temperature fluctuations?
I mean, sea breeze does
lower. I'm not willing to make any claims.
How about once in a while you make a claim, huh?
All right, how about this, buddy? The water temperature is so consistent that the rest of the weather is like, you know what, this is pretty chill. And then sometimes you get a bit of a wind blast and it's like, oh, but, you know, it's not really snow. It's not even rain. I mean, I just said it was wind. Are you even listening? And then it's just like, all right, let's stay between 20 and 30. Except when I want to go really hot, then we're going to go 36.2.
36.2 is still, I feel like, doable.
Yeah, I think so. It's definitely,
I mean,
getting
it's hot.
There.
I'm not saying it's not hot, but I feel like that is still doable if it comes down to it. You know, it's not 45, which is what we had in what country was this? We done a globally local episode on this country. It was in a desert, or rather a city, and literally, like, at some point they're like, oh yeah, average temperature in August 45 degrees, and I was like, oh.
Yes, I had one day of 45 degrees here about 2 months ago in
Bruh. Melbourne,
and it really felt like you're walking outside like an oven is just blown, like you just walked into the oven, basically, especially when the wind picks up. It was pretty bad.
Did you even walk outside?
Yeah, because I have to walk like 20 minutes to the train station.
Oh my god.
Because he has to appreciate the colder weather, right? So he has to go walk in.
Yeah.
Low-key, yes. I mean, someone offered me a ride to the station and I said, no, I would like to walk through this weather. I genuinely did. That being said, after that 20 minutes, I was like, I have had more than enough. So.
Damn. Okay. Any other questions from your quiz?
That's it. You guys have passed with flying colors.
Woo! All right. So then.
Raising the roof.
Local business. I have not just the business recommendation, but also a solution to the proposed monkey problem. It's a Taekwondo center. Mestre Chung. Guys, if you don't have a shotgun, learn how to karate that shit.
Hell yeah.
The wrong sport, right?
Yeah, well, whatever.
All right. Well, my business is not exactly local, as you'll have to hop to the next island over, but you can visit Costa de Boa Esperanza on the eastern coast of the island of Boa Vista. Here you can find the turtle beaches, a protected set of beaches where many turtles gather naturally, all turtles who are unable to return due to bureaucracy.
Wow. It's a sanctuary of refugees.
Well, my local business really is actually in, what's it called? Praia. It's called the Parque Diversão 5 de Julho. That's
very, very Dutch, the way that came out.
I navigated to their website. They have pipes and swimming pool. And also, I found this absolutely brilliant picture that I have to share.
Okay, let's see. What is that? What does it say? Oh. There's a water park where a guy is... One of them is definitely Goofy, but the other one is Captain America from the neck down, but then an Iron Man mask.
But also, the Goofy is just doing the chill sign.
Goofy's just doing Bing chilling signs.
Yeah.
He's just chill like that, you know.
Yeah. He's just chill like that. Talking about chill, Radio Cidade FM 91.1, where lads actually were there when I was listening to this. That was just a guy going at it. I don't know. I don't think he was singing. He was just vibing. It sounded like somebody did like sing in the shower and somebody recorded that because he was there like, ah!
My radio of choice is Praia 94.1 FM, which during my time of listening was playing some sort of mix of Latin dance songs. Not sure how authentic that is, but definitely a lot nicer quality than the other radio stations I was able to listen into.
Mine is, tune into Radio Nova de Maria now, where you too can join me to hear 1 minute and 13 seconds of high-pitched white noise before two female voices at the same pitch say something in a weirdly soothing way in my ears. I think I'm a Christian now, because I piss wine.
Okay.
The thing is, I don't know if this says more about the radio or the fact that I listened to a minute and 13 seconds of white noise.
That honestly, knowing you, that is not surprising. So... thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to episode 98. We're coming up to a very big number, lads. 98 of Globally Local FM, this time in Praia Cabo Verde, brought to you by Tomo. Huzzah! If you want to give us some feedback, do it on Spotify, or you can find me on Instagram at 000IDWS000, so 000 is Rudy 000. You can find Henry.
I'm on the Turtle Sanctuary. tossing them all back into the ocean where they belong. Or contactable via email at globallylocalfm@gmail.com.
And you can find me swimming all the way from Cape Cabo Verde to Brazil to Portuguese Max.
Oh, Portuguese Maxing, is that what we're now doing? Right. While he's doing that, you will see us next episode in...
in Tegucigalpa in Honduras.
Yep. So grab your turtles. On we go.
All right.
Wahoo!